Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is David Linden.
Once again.
And we just had a wonderful segment.
Yes.
With Nelly and Marmalade. You know, you don't pay attention to how people's lives are affected, who helps who, and what people need. I mean, you put the package together. You know, you see somebody in school, you see somebody walking down the street, you think life is great.
Yes.
And you don't realize that there's so many people like those two ladies that are in the background, but helping make a normal life for somebody. Our next guest is going to help you make a normal life within the house. Because this is a significant. We have Barbara Feldman, and Barbara's a certified senior move manager and the founder of A New Start New York. And I know Barbara from different places. And I think this organization, this business, whatever you want to call it, is one of the most profound and simple yet important. And nobody does it. So that's why it's amazing that Barbara turned around and took it and made something out of it, because I've gone into many houses from clients, and it's like you look around, it's like, when are you going to start? And even in my own house, it's not clutter, but my kids have said, you know, different things. I said, no, that's for you. I don't want it. Yeah, if you don't want it, then get rid of it. Why do you keep it here?
Yeah, it's not clutter. It's stuff.
Yeah, right. Whatever it is.
George Carlin said it's stuff.
He sure did.
Oh, that's what it was? Okay, I had no idea.
Yeah, he said it's stuff, and it ends up owning you instead of you owning it.
Yes.
Okay. That's true. You know, you put it in a box, and you're keeping it, and then you realize you haven't opened the box in 10 years, so why do you have it?
You have to find a place for the box.
Right, that's true.
Right. Well, there is a saying, if you can replace the object for less than $20 in less than 20 minutes, then you know doesn't need to take up storage in your own home. You need to go out and get another one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're storing it.
Yeah.
I just want to start with one question, Barbara. How'd you get involved in this? I mean, I know, but for listeners listening, this is an amazing concept.
So I was born an organizer. My whole life I've been an organizer. And in my past life, I honestly moved 25 times. So I'm very familiar with moving. I used to sell technology, and I moved from place to place, and I'd start a new branch, and I'd hire people, and then I'd move on.
Wow.
So I know about moving. And when I heard about this industry, which has been around for, I believe, about 20 years now, I'm doing it 11. But when I heard about this industry, Move Management for Seniors, National Association of Senior Move Managers, I said, oh, my God, people are going to pay me to do good deeds and know what I do, what I know I need, I can do. Oh, my God. So it was 2007, if everybody remembers, when the markets dropped out. And I said, I'm going to do this. And my son was going to go to college. And people said, you can't do this now. You're out of your mind. I said, no, it's needed. I think it's wonderful. I'm going to do it. And thank God I'm still here. 11 years later.
Good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, John.
Let's start off with a phone number. This is the
number?
What number do I give out?
516-625-9459.
516-625-9459.
Yeah, we're in Manhasset.
Okay, to talk to Barbara.
Yeah.
Let's just, before we talk about what people should be doing, I just want to, we should talk about people, what should they be doing. Let's go with declutter. Then we can explain how to get to you.
Oh, the declutter, the 80-20 rule?
The 80-20 rule.
Okay, so I want you to think about this. Think about all the clothes that you wear. And I'm going to bet that you wear 20% of all the clothes that you have. And then think about the rooms in your home and think about what you use, which rooms you use. You use your kitchen, you use your bathroom, you use your bedroom, and then you use a living room or a den or maybe an office. But all of those other rooms, those other bedrooms that nobody's been in for many years, the basement, many people don't even get down to the basement for 10 years. They can't even get down there. So think about, you're really using your space, your environment, you're using about 20%. Your clothing, you're using about 20%. And I'm going to call them tchotchkes or whatever things you have, the contents of your home, you probably use 20%. I can't tell you how many houses I walk into, and they'll have six sets of dishes. Now, I mean, okay, they have their grandmothers, they have their aunts, uncle, they have multi-generations. If you have holiday dishes, that makes sense, you know. But they have china and silver that nobody's used, nobody's going to want to use. And I hate to break the news to you if you don't already know this, but the next generation doesn't want it.
Yes.
Oh, that's true.
Yes. How true.
Right?
That's a definite. Mm-hmm. I agree. Mm.
So I want you to think that you've already downsized. When you think about it, you're already using just that 20%. So it's really not as scary. The scary part is doing it. And so that's what you have to get over. That's the big hurdle. So I suggest you start in one place, and then you stay in that place, stay in that room until it's finished. Give yourself like 15-minute increments. You might even start something easy, like in the refrigerator or a medicine cabinet. And I'm going to give you a whole bunch of ideas. I actually have a list of 35 ideas, which we could get into, what you could start doing now if you're not moving, you're not organizing, you're not decluttering. But there's all kinds of things that we can do right now. So I'm going to go into that.
Absolutely.
That's okay.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So get out a piece of paper and a pencil and take down some of these. And, you know, I mean, I'm going to give you 35 ideas. If you could do two, five, anything. Okay. So first of all, if you have takeout items in your house, you know, from Chinese, from, little packets of things or McDonald's or napkins or all those little takeout items that you're saving in a drawer that you're never going to use, get rid of them. Extra cords and chargers. We all have electronics in our house that are outdated that we haven't used in years, and they're just sitting there, and you say, okay, maybe one day I'm going to use them.
That's the problem. You keep thinking, oh, maybe one day I'll need it.
Well, go back to that. Remember what I told you about? If it's less than $20 and it's going to take you less than 20 minutes to replace it, get rid of it.
Right.
Spices. I don't know the legally, you know, what you could keep in spices, but I think it's usually, I go for 6 months. Some people keep them longer than
that. Right.
But you really should go through your spices regularly. A lot of people are saving boxes in there. I'm up to number four, everybody. One was the takeout. Two was the cords and charges. Three is spices. Four is boxes. Who's keeping boxes in their house of the printer? The box that the printer came in, the box that the computer came in, you know, and then the computer gets outdated, you're going to get rid of it. The printer's going to break or you're going to get a new one, you know, get rid of it. Don't save those boxes. Number five, broken items, broken or things that we need to sew. Anybody in the room have things in it, right? Broken, I'm going to fix it, right? And then you never get to it. Or I'm going to sew it, you never get to it. Expired makeup. We keep around things, you know, and people, I work in houses. It's amazing how much people have. And I really don't think you should keep that around for a long time. I would go with the same 6 months or a year, but that's, I think, a personal thing. Number seven, gifts that you've never liked. I mean, we all have that. I try to have a regifting party in January, like after the holidays. I do try to do that, and you might want to try. But gifts that you don't like, that you never liked, that you're never going to keep, I would suggest you pass them on somewhere. Number eight, old magazines. Who is holding on to old magazines and newspapers that one day I'm going to read? I see some hands going up.
Yep.
Wire hangers. That's another thing that, you know, I mean, honestly, when I get from the dry cleaners, as I'm walking in the house, I take the plastic off. and throw it in the garbage outside. I don't even bring it to the house. We don't need that plastic from the dry cleaners.
And you know the wire hangers, they won't take them back at the dry cleaner.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, my wife took them because we, you know, my shirts and stuff were. So she went down like with 20 of them. Like he says, no, we don't take them back. She goes, why wouldn't you reuse the hanger?
Yeah.
So you
that's
throw them away.
That's interesting, because the dry cleaner we use at the laundry, yes, they thank us for bringing.
Oh,
them.
Really?
Yeah, because they have to buy them.
That's what I assume. Oh, that's why I said to my wife.
Maybe we should go to your dry cleaner.
That's ridiculous. I mean, the guy wouldn't take them back. He says, no, we don't take them.
Laundromat.
You know, because they're usable. They're not the sturdiest one. I mean, they're okay. For a shirt, they're fine.
Yeah, it's a one-time use.
Right.
But I believe you can recycle them, though, can't you? If it's wire, is that metal?
I have no idea.
Is that recyclable?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I
think so. Okay, so we just did the plastic garment bags. We're up to plastic cups.
Yeah.
Do we have a lot of plastic cups and paper goods in the house that nobody's using and just saving? And really, I mean, use real cups instead of plastic, right. And so much disposable. It would just be better for you and the environment. That's people keep plastic bottles in cars and then the heat gets them. I really don't think that's good for all of us.
No, and a lot of people do that. There's no question about it.
Yeah. Shopping bags. Plastic shopping bags. I know Suffolk County now has a law that you have to bring a bag. They're
right.
Not even giving out. But I absolutely carry a bag and reuse, reduce, and recycle.
You know, a lot of stores will take a nickel off your bill for each reusable bag you bring in with you.
Right. That's,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, they charge you. That's what it is. We have to go into a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.